Hello, everyone. I'm Al Deldegan, creator and producer of the Leaders, Innovators, and Big Ideas podcast, supported by Rainforest Alberta. This podcast showcases the people who are working to improve Alberta's innovation ecosystem. Let's join our new host, Gurmal Singh, to learn about the Group Lab startup with Eugene Paglia and Noel Thomas. Gurmal, the mic is yours.
Welcome to the Leaders, Innovators, Big Idea podcast, supported by Rainforest Alberta. Today, I'm your host, Gurmal, and I have the pleasure of being with
Noel
and Eugene. Cool. And can you guys tell me about yourself?
So yeah, I'm Eugene. My background is business analytics and data science. And right now, I'm a data analyst at Synovus. And together with Noel, we happen to launch our business, a startup, a tech startup here in Calgary.
Cool. What about you, Noel?
Yeah. My background is in software engineering and biomedical engineering, and I've worked as a researcher in ML. I've worked at full-time positions in ML and data science on the same team as Eugene. So that's where we met. Yeah.
Cool. And then can you tell me what brought you guys into the tech space and how you started your company?
Yeah, for sure. So for me, what brought me into tech was really my mom. And she was like in computer science, so saw a lot of what she did when I was growing up and kind of made me curious about what she did. So I started programming like when I was very little. And I think this really helped me like evolve how I think. So I really enjoyed it and just kept with it.
Cool.
For me, I'm actually an international student here. So I'm from Eastern Europe, Belarus, and I was going to university there and I was taking software engineering back there. But then I decided to come to Canada and I transferred to Faculty of Arts actually doing economics. And then I was like, that's not exactly what I want. And one of the panels that was hosted by Accenture on UFC campus got me interested in business analytics. And I was like, yeah, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to do business analytics at UFC with data science inclinations. So
cool.
That's how I got into it. Yeah.
Nice. And then how did you guys find your company? How did you come up with the idea? Were you always innovators or entrepreneurs? What kind of inspired this change?
Yeah, definitely. I can start. You can jump in any second you want, Noel. But yeah, for me personally, I've always known that I want to do something for myself. I want to have something to myself in terms of business. And I've always had like a lot of crazy ideas, silly ones, some really smart ones. But the way we came up with the idea of starting Group Labs is, as Noel mentioned, we were on the same team, data science team at Soundcore. That's where we met. And after some time, we realized like we have some similar views on life, on technology as well, and just like became friends really fast. And that's the idea of the main product Group Labs is trying to build was born, being in the same team at Soundcore. And that's where Group Labs started. And Noel, if you want to, you can go deeper.
Yeah. And like, think about it. Like, we're fresh coming out of university. We're like learning about how things work in the industry. And then we're like, oh, this is really interesting. Like, this is not exactly what we expected. And there's like a lot of like issues that we thought we can solve, especially like interns really have that inclination of like, yeah, we're going to solve everything. So
that's exactly what happened. Yeah. And we're trying to solve everything right now. Yeah.
Well, and then what does Group Labs do? What's your target audience? Like, if someone wanted to buy a product from Group Labs, who's like, what's their buyer persona?
Yeah. So Group Labs is split in two parts as of the moment. The first one is building a product, and we're going to go deeper into that. And the second part is doing consultancy in the space of machine learning and artificial intelligence. And basically, as of now, anybody who has some data and who needs some insight into the data to help with decision making is our perfect client. The one who is always interested about technology, innovation, they can come our way. And we have a lot of developers we know, and they work for us on a contract based. So we always have some people ready to work, really smart ones. So that's one part, the consultancy part. And the second part is the product. And product is called Bridge. And that's the idea that was born at Soundcore. And Bridge is some sort of data discovery engine for internal data inside companies' infrastructure. And so what we're doing right now is a lot of solutions are on the market already for unstructured data. how you can talk to unstructured data if you're using LLMs, and how you can interact with unstructured data. Right now, we're trying to solve the problem with structured data because nobody is doing it, and there is no solid solution as of yet. So we are trying to build something that can interact with unstructured as well as structured data. And that the result which you can get out of Bridge can be passed into downstream applications like ML model, LLM, just simple function as well. So yeah, that's what we're trying to do. Do you have anything to add to that?
Yeah. Yeah, like essentially the question we're trying to answer is what information is important to you, like based on what you're trying to do? And a lot of things, like right now, there's a lot of people going into unstructured, but most data lives in structured formats. So that's exactly like, we're like, why is no one really looking into that? And the reason is because it's really hard. Well, so yeah, that's kind of what we're trying to solve.
And we can talk to a couple of examples, like real life examples, how we can actually help. So one of them is being an employee's contractors at Soundcore on the data science team. You can think about just regular BI project. You go to stakeholders, you understand their needs, what they need, their tasks, right? And then what you need to do is to identify the data. You will need to solve the task. Then you need to find the data. Then you need to go to back to stakeholders to double check if the data is right. Then you need to go to security team, to IT team, to actually get access to the data. Then you pull up the data and you're like, okay, this is not exactly the data I need. So it goes on and on. So in simple BI project takes days at the best case scenario, weeks, months on regular basis. So it takes a lot of time. And at the end, you get a BI dashboard, built in Power BI, for example. And I'm used to call them and so what dashboards, mm-hmm. because a lot of people just look at them and they're like, okay, cool, so what? Right. And they look at it like once and that's it. And we need to build another dashboard because another task is coming from stakeholders. So what Bridge is trying to do is we're trying to eliminate all this work, all this monotonous work that takes a lot of time. And instead of spending days, weeks going back and forth between managers and stakeholders, you can do it 10 minutes
right.
using Bridge. And another example is Alzheimer's example.
Yeah, this is my favorite example. And it just really illustrates like our what we're trying to do. So finding the right information when it comes to unstructured is relatively simple. Like you look for things that can help you answer a question.
Right.
But when it comes to structured, the data can come from places that are not so intuitive.
Right.
So one of my favorite examples is there's a lab at U Calgary and what they try and do is they test if you have Alzheimer's.
Okay.
But based on how you drive.
Okay.
Which is really interesting, right?
Yeah.
But like, who thinks of it?
Right.
Like, that's just like totally two different like spaces altogether.
For sure.
But it can like give you like really accurate predictions of if you have Alzheimer's before like anything else can. So.
And then for your guys' stakeholders, your clients, what kind of people come to you? Like, is it businesses? Is it startups? Is it student innovators? Is it academic institutions? Who is kind of your niche or what are the use cases that you have? So Alzheimer's is a great use case to kind of learn about and looks like it's targeting the healthcare industry. Is there any trend from like the energy industry, healthcare, finance that you see with machine learning and AI and with this data that you're having and who's coming to you guys for support?
Yeah, I mean, obviously like we're in Calgary, so a lot of the market will be in energy.
Right.
And then a lot of people that actually work with us tend to be like startups because they're really innovators and like larger companies tend to be more conservative and want to see like a few projects under your belt before they work with you. So.
But yeah, right now we're seeing the trend that, for example, our current stages were finishing version 4 of our MVP for the Bridge. And our next stage is going to happen in the next couple of weeks. It's going to be a pilot phase. So we're going to be implementing pilots into the market. And the trend we've been seeing and our first pilots clients are going to be in the field of energy and construction. And what is common between them is that they have a lot of data and they're spending a lot of time to filter the data, to go through the data, to make it structured in a way that it's same format, same template, and same process, but data is always different, but the end product is always the same structure of the report, for example, or something. So they have a lot of data, they just don't know what to do with it, and they don't drive the insight we could help them to drive from the data they have. So a lot of data, a lot of dirty data, and that's what we're here for, to try to solve it for them.
Cool. And then what's the best way to reach you guys? Should someone contact you on your website? Should they schedule a meeting with you? Or like, how do you prefer if someone is looking to either get involved to work with you or to fund you or to just sign up for help and consulting? How should they reach you?
Yeah, definitely. We have a website, mm-hmm. grouplabs.ca, mm-hmm. simple as that. And actually really active on LinkedIn, mm-hmm. Eugene Paglia, mm-hmm. on LinkedIn. Always check in my mailbox, and if you have any questions or like if you want to grab a coffee with mm-hmm. me, I'm always there. So I'm going to be pretty responsive.
Cool. Yeah. And then where do you see the future of AI going with like these consulting roles? And how do you think it's affecting like our current ecosystem in Calgary with innovation?
Yeah, I can start and you can continue after me. But the way I see it is, some time ago, I've been having some conversations with various people, and they were like, okay, oil and gas is going to go down, mm-hmm. and tech is going to come to Calgary, and it's going to be new Silicon Valley, mm-hmm. and oil and gas is going to like disappear or something. I don't think it's going to happen. And oil and gas is here to stay, especially in Alberta. And how I see it is that we are going, and we're going to keep going the same direction as oil and gas, but we're going to be helping each other. Mm-hmm. We're going to help oil and gas and energy sector, utility sector as well, become more innovative with AI, ML, and tech. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't contradict the fact that tech is growing in Calgary. We're still going to be growing, but we're not going to overtake oil and gas. We're just going to be working with them and hopefully going to become as big as oil and gas in Alberta. And it's just going to be two markets here, oil and gas, tech, working together, bringing the most value. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's how I see. And yeah, we're members at Platform, mm-hmm. and the trend we have been seeing is that the majority of startups, 90%, 99% maybe, I don't know exact numbers, but there are a lot of tech startups, mm-hmm. and over year, the amount of them increasing, mm-hmm. in Calgary. So, and the government of Alberta, government of Canada are helping a lot this innovation. So mm-hmm. we hope we're going to still have a lot of support from them, mm-hmm. for the coming years. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's definitely helping. It's definitely going to help as well.
Cool.
Yeah, I definitely agree. Like, there's definitely going to be some sort of help between each other. I don't believe that, like, energy in Alberta is going to be completely, like, is going to flatline or anything like that anytime soon, for mm-hmm. sure. So,
for sure. Cool. And then what do you guys think is the key to entrepreneurship or getting started? If there's anyone on the podcast who has an idea and wants to get started, make some difference with AI, what do you think are essential skills that you should have in your day-to-day? And what kind of drives you guys every day to do the work that you do?
Yeah, I think for entrepreneurship, like, the job description is just make things happen. So, like, if you want to do something, just make it happen. Mm. You're definitely going to face a lot of problems on the way. Mm. But, like, that's your job to figure out how to do it. So, like for us, this, like, has a lot of like things behind it. Like, we have to code, mm-hmm. we have to manage teams, mm-hmm. we have to like talk to investors, all these things. But like, that's our job, just like to make group labs and bridge rep work. So,
for sure.
Yeah. And I can add to that at the end of the day, if you don't want to help, I don't think you have good enough reason to even start.
Right.
The biggest driver for me is definitely what Noel mentioned, is I just love the environment I'm in. Mm-hmm. Always stressful, mm-hmm. always doing something new. Like, this week I'm coding, the second week I'm talking to investors, as Noel said. But at the end of the day, I really think that what we want to achieve is going to help the community and help just a lot of people a lot. Mm-hmm. And me being, I have a full-time job being data analyst right now, and mm-hmm. something like Bridge comes into my company, I have more time to do some more important tasks, where, right. for example, something I like more. So I see really, really big potential, mm-hmm. and I see how it can actually help Alberta and just community in general. And that's actually one of the biggest motivators for me as well.
Wow, awesome, cool. And on topic of having a job and balancing with the startup and doing this work on the side, how do you maintain work-life balance? How do you schedule? And do you have to be very driven in your day-to-day life? Like, how do you split up your duties? What advice would you give either to your younger self or to people who also want to get started?
The advice I'd give to my younger self is, like, get started earlier than later. There's no real, like, good time to start. Mm-hmm. And, like, one of our friends was, like, saying, like, the best time to start was, like 10 years ago, but the second best time to start is now.
Right.
So that's why I think, like, you should start as soon as you can.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, what was your second question?
It was just like for someone who was wanting to get started, because a lot of people have ideas, especially young people, and they just have hesitancy to get started. They're like, what should I do? Should I do ideation, prototyping? Should I get funding? They don't know where to start. So looking back, what was the first thing that you did? Did you come up with the idea? Did you find a team? Did you find like business use cases or investors? Like, what was the most immediate thing that you needed to kind of get going in the realm of AI? Because AI is the chatter of the town right now, and everyone's kind of focused on it and machine learning, right? So in terms of this kind of like technical field, because both of you guys have a technical background, you know the ins and outs. But in terms of like the business side, like, did you have any difficulties, or how would you give yourself a better sense of direction looking back?
Okay, for me, like AI and everything is just a means to an end. So like, however we can solve this problem, we'll do it. It doesn't have to be using AI.
Right.
And actually, like, a lot of our AI right now is like kind of more unsupervised, like not kind of like the training AI that a lot of people talk about. So, but that's just how it has to be for us.
Yeah. And yeah, to answer your question about how to start, if you want to start, I think you just start. You just try it. Because you can think about it for a long time. You can, I was back in the days, I used to think that I'm not good enough. I need to get more experience.
Right.
And another year passes and I'm like, I still need more experience.
Right.
And then something new comes up on the market. I'm like, I need to learn that before I actually can like. So I think, as Noel said, like the best, there's no best time to start. You just need to start now. And we're pretty young, right? So I think right now for us is the best time to fail. And that's exactly what we're doing. We're just like failing and we just keep failing and we're just learning the way, like as we go, right? But yeah, the way we started is, I don't think you can start anything without pretty good problem statement.
Right.
Like if you don't have a problem statement, like a solid one, right. The way we did it is we came up with an idea, but then you need some validation at the end of the day.
Right.
So we talked to a lot of people who might be interested in that and just got a lot of feedback from decision makers in the industry.
Right.
So that's why we realized, okay, that has some potential. Right. We can spend time with this.
Cool.
So I think that's just the way we did it. Maybe there are some other ways as well. But yeah, and in terms of life balance, for me personally, I'm just talking to myself. I used to think you should find a balance, like you should find a solid balance. But for me personally, I realized there is no balance. So if you're not ready for non-balanced life, like I don't think it's the right thing to, for you.
Right.
But for me, it's no balance and I'm enjoying it. I'm enjoying the ride. Yeah, it's pretty stressful most of the time. So
thanks for your guys' honest opinions. And it's great having you on the podcast and just hearing the story of a Group Labs and how to reach you and what you have to offer the Alberta ecosystem. So I really appreciate your guys' honest feedback. And if any of the listeners want to reach out, definitely send a Eugene or Noel a message over LinkedIn or check out their website. You guys have any parting words or anything else you'd want to add or just tell the listeners?
I think that's all from my side. Noel, do you have anything?
Yeah. If anyone listening is like thinking about starting something, just go ahead and do it.
Well, there you have it. Thanks for being on the podcast, guys. And I wish you the best in your business. And anyone listening, definitely give these guys a shout if they're solving your issues or if they have anything to offer that you believe is good for you. And yeah, like I think we had a great discussion. So thanks for your guys' time and hope to see you again on the podcast maybe sometime in the future.
Yeah, for sure. Thanks for having us. Thank you.
Thanks.
If you haven't already, visit rainforestab.ca and sign the Rainforest Social Contract. Become part of the inclusive, silo-busting, sector-agnostic, all-industry, open-sourced, ego-shrinking, ecosystem-building, entrepreneur-focused, wide-open, social barrier-smashing community known as Rainforest Alberta. This episode was brought to you by New Idea Machine. NIM helps new software developers, UI UX designers, and product managers gain mentored hands-on industry experience. And at the same time, we provide companies with risk-free tech talent. Definitely a win-win-win situation. Visit newideamachine.com for more information. Music for the show was created by Tony Deldegan. Please be sure to share this episode with everyone you know. Also, don't forget to come by and say hi at the next Rainforest event. Let us know what you think of this podcast. If you're interested in being either a host, sponsor, or a guest of the show, send me an email at rainforestpodcast@gmail.com. Thanks for listening.